Welcome to the Build Up on Balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
Yes, it's time for our NFL picks, and there's another announcement. There's an announcement every week on the show with regard to the NFL picks. Somehow, despite the fact that he got 2-1 last week, Donnie has been kicked off yet again.
Fired.
And it's not because that he's just not in the office and we can't get him in to the picks. But Mick, you, a man who retired 2 weeks ago from making the picks, you've got a statement to make.
I'd like to officially announce my return to the world of NFL picks. I've took some time out. I've talked to my family. I feel like there's unfinished business in this sport for me. And we're just going to give it one more shot. Hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm refocused. I've spoke to a sports psychologist. And, you know, I just think I've left too much on the table. So I'm going to make a return. And we'll give it one more last run. And we'll see how we go, whether I return next season or not.
Yeah, now you might say, geez, lads, this is very harsh on Donnie, given that he did step in for 1 week and went 2-1, the best result we've had in quite some time with our NFL picks. Mm. But might I add that the one he got wrong was that he had the Raiders to beat the spread against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the last game in Oakland. Both him and Maurice Brosnan, a man who was fired last week from the NFL picks, were parading around the office talking about how this was a lock.
A lock,
that, yeah. That the Raiders... It was their last game in Oakland. Obviously, it's going to mean a lot. The Jags are finished. They'd given up hope. So I was like, right, grand. That's a lock. No bother. Off I went. Enjoyed my weekend. Monday morning, I open up balls.ie. First story on site. Chaotic scenes as Raiders lose their final game in Oakland. So I don't know what happened, but that was...
It was pretty funny. That... It wasn't just like any old loss. It was like chaotic scenes. They were winning 16-3 at halftime. And I generally will tend to go to bed like somewhere around halftime in those half nine games.
Yeah.
You know, because you're talking about 11 o'clock, half 11. And I went to bed with them up 16-3. And then the next morning, 2016. I also woke to that false on a story of chaotic scenes.
I was like, that is just...
And he would have been 3-0. He got like, you know... Actually, do you know what? One of the ones that Donnie won with does tell you the perils of spread betting, though. Because he had the Seahawks to win by -5.5 against the Carolina Panthers. They won by 6. So well done, right? That sounds like it was a brilliant pick, right? Anyone who was watching any of that game, if you saw it in Red Zone, the Seahawks should have won that game by 50 points. They were like, but because there's so much kind of random scoring... when a game appears like it's over in the NFL, that anything could end up being the score. It is so hard to pick. And like, he got lucky in that one that it ended up in, but like, they were so much the better team that they should have, like, it was just weird.
So what have you got this week,
Mike? So this week, right, it's week 16. This is a big week, right? So I've gone for... There's a lot of dead rubbers. And it's not just that I don't want to care about them. It's also that, like, it is really hard to know what's going to happen. In those, are people, you know, putting the feet up for next year? Are they starting to think about, you know, making sure you don't get injured because you're going to be a free agent next year? Even, you know, lots of different things like that at play. But so the only ones you can trust are teams that can still get to the playoffs, right? So five of the six teams involved in my picks can still qualify for the playoffs, right? And I'll get to the other one, right? So also, by the way, big thing for NFL fans, thing I didn't mention, the TV roundup earlier on. There's three games on this Saturday, and they're the three best games. They're all on Sky Sports. There's one on at 6 o'clock, there's one on at 9:30, and there's one then on in the middle of the night. They're all on Saturday before you even get to your mad round of fixtures on Sunday. So that's great. One of them, the first one that's on, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Houston Texans. Houston beat Tennessee last week. That's a big deal. That means that they basically have it in their hands to win that division and qualify for the playoffs. The Bucs are the only team that are out that I'm talking about here, but they're on a mad run. They're on like a really, really good run at the moment. Jameis Winston is playing unbelievable football, and that, we talked about him last week. Yep. Like he threw an interception straight away again this week, and then went on to have one of his best games of his career. And
they're going for 5 in a row.
They're going 5 in a row. They're playing really, really well. So they definitely haven't given it up. However, their main receiver, Mike Evans, went out with a hamstring injury last week, halfway through the game, scoring a touchdown. Then this week, their other main receiver, Chris Godwin, pulls his hamstring as he's, was he scoring? It was close to it anyway. I think he had just scored. He pulls his hamstring. So they're both out. They're Jameis's main weapons. They're both gone. He's finding a way to find lads, but I think the Texans, they're going in there. They're going to take care of business. They're going to make sure that their last game of the season against Tennessee doesn't matter. They're playing them twice in 3 weeks. So they're -3 at the books, and I like that. And I also can't wait for this game, because if you're interested just in kind of a mad lunacy of a football game, Deshaun Watson is one of the most interesting quarterbacks in the league. Jameis Winston is just incredibly fun at the moment. Whether he's any good or not, I suppose that's up to other people to decide. Also on Saturday then, you've got the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots. Me versus you.
Yes.
The Bills, I'm not picking, this isn't one of the picks here. This is on a 9:30. The Bills are in the playoffs, Mark. I feel that you're personally responsible for this.
I know.
They've had an unbelievable season.
I'm taking a lot of credit for this.
They've had 10 wins and 3 losses. They just keep going and going. They beat the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. They beat Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football this week. They've been brilliant. Can they beat the Patriots in Foxborough? Chances are they can't win the division, because the Patriots will probably beat Miami in Week 17 and have a tie break over them. But at the same time, it is a possibility going into Week 16, which is mad. And I also would be very fearful from Patriots' point of view as to whether they can beat the Bills or not at this stage. So that's a really interesting one. But the one after that, for me, if you can stay up or watch it the next morning, the Los Angeles Rams are at the San Francisco 49ers. The Rams are basically done. There is still a kind of a possibility they can get in. I don't know how it can happen, though. It really doesn't look like it. That was last year's Super Bowl team. But the 49ers went and made a show of themselves in Atlanta this week. Like, they really should be walking in number one seeds in the NFC, home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and they blew it. They lost to the Falcons. Now Seattle have passed them out as number one seed. They look like they have to go in through the wild card. They have to win this game. They have to make sure that if they beat Seattle in Week 17, that it's, you know, that they get their seeding back. They're home to the Rams. The Rams, I think, are a little bit of a joke. 49ers are only -6. So I really like it. I think they'll win that by 10 points. Third game then. This is the big one. It's Monday Night Football. This is basically a division decider between the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. Should be a great game. They could play again each other in the playoffs just in 2 weeks. That could easily happen. It actually happened with both these two teams a few years ago. I remember Adrian Peterson ran for like 200 yards to get Minnesota into the playoffs, beat the Packers, and then they played them the next week and lost to them. It was bananas. This could happen again here, but I do like the Packers to maybe not even win the game, but definitely to stay alive in it. It be a close game. It be a bit of a war, and to be within 5.5 points. So they're 5.5 point underdogs. I'm going to stick with them to win it. So Texans -3, Packers +5.5, 49ers -6. I'm going 3-0 this week. I'm telling you.
You're back with a bang. I cannot wait to see what like anyway, Mick. Look at, whether you do or not, I'm going to have lots of enjoyment seeing this this unfold. Mixed bag. Big return to the NFL picks. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's been a bumper show. Enjoy Christmas. Don't forget that Ladbrokes will be dropping a €1 free bet into everybody's account on Christmas Day. If you are having a bet over the Christmas period, be sure to gamble responsibly. You can visit dunlewy.net for more information. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the sport. And we'll see you again in the new year. To subscribe to the full Build Up podcast, search The Build Up on Balls.ie on all good podcast apps.